I'm Eileen Earls and I'm chairperson of Wicklow Cancer Sport. There was a lot of cancer in my husband's family, and then unfortunately my husband got cancer and died. So I sort of felt like I knew what the journey was like, and I felt like I could help people along the way. You'd understand their worries and their what problems they were going to have. The cancer support was actually inaugurated before that time, but I was approached then to see would I join in, and I did, and here ever since. And it's very rewarding work, I have to say, very rewarding. The highlights would be when you see people who are very sick and you help them, and then maybe a few months later or a year later you meet them on the street and they're full of life and they're better, and they just appreciate so much the amount of help that we give them. Now, it doesn't always work like that, because sometimes people are just so sick that the treatment doesn't work, but we always get such support from the families of those people as well. They'd come in and say, well, you helped my father or my brother or my mother, and we're going to fundraise for you now. Well, our biggest service is the transport. We've 22 drivers, and we go to all the hospitals in Dublin. It's a one-to-one service. We don't have a crowd in the car or anything, but we do bring, if the wife or the husband wants to go first of all with the patient, that's fine. And they're picked up at the door, dropped off at the hospital, and the driver waits around and then picks them up when they're finished. So that's one of our services. The next one would be alternative therapies. We have a massage room, and we invite people in who are over their treatment or during the treatment, or carers. Some of the carers need a lot of help. And then we have a very good counselling service. We have a few counsellors on our books, and we can look after children who are worrying about their loved ones being sick, and then grief counselling as well after. If the person happens to pass away, we can help the family through that as well. Throughout the pandemic, it was hard in the beginning to abide by the rules and regulations for the drivers, but they all came on board and did everything they could to make sure it was going to be a safe journey. Now, the fundraising did take a big knock, and in the beginning we were wondering what we were going to do about raising money, but we did have a few very good businesses, organisations and clubs that came along and said, we realise that you're going to miss out on some of your big fundraisers, so they helped us out with that. But I mean, our services are quite expensive to run, so we always need to keep fundraising all the time. It's just important to keep the finances right so that we can continue with all the services. We have to keep all our services going. And maybe in the future, if things go well, we'll have more services available to people.